It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show.
Yeah.
Andy and Randy, Tuesday afternoon. This hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. 15 minutes away from the back page with Bo. It is a general recap of the commercial break conversation me and Randy were having. We can get into some of the details of it or not. Just a general PSA. Be nice to one another.
Be nice to one another, man.
You know, just
I know it's hard. It shouldn't be hard, but it isn't.
It shouldn't be hard. How hard is it?
Not really hard.
Yeah, take a breath.
Not really. Not really hard.
Don't steal the baseball from the kid, you know? Don't call the coach of the Miami Dolphins a name for no reason on
TV.
Called
him.
You know? You don't have to do that.
Why'd you do that, Rex?
Why?
Just like.
It doesn't make any sense.
And I know Rex is always politics. Maybe he wants that job.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. But I'm going to tell you this. Because it don't like it getting no better in Miami. It looked like, unless something miraculously goes different, because the conversation we were just having about the Giants, like, there are going to be two offensive coordinator hires that are going to be out the ballpark.
Oh, Mike McDaniels and Daboll, yeah.
Mike McDaniels going to the Detroit Lions.
Sure.
And then Brian Daboll, No. That's good. He'll go somewhere. Because, like, he's highly regarded as an offensive play caller.
Colts reuniting with Danny Dimes.
Maybe. Maybe the Colts. Maybe I don't know if him and Shane are boys, but that's no.
I don't know. That's the first thing that came
to mind. I don't know. Does he get another head coach job?
Daboll?
Yeah.
I think someday. I don't know. Maybe I get stuck on coaches sometimes.
Right.
Like I like something randomly that they do, and I'm like, well, that guy's just a good coach. And then like against better judgment of other proof telling me that he isn't, I just still am convinced that he is. I just think Brian Daboll is a good coach.
I do, too.
And I don't care how many losing seasons he has in a row.
I do think he's a good coach.
I still think he's a good coach.
I do think he's a good head coach.
Yeah, no, there's a handful of guys like that where I'm just like, I don't care. I think he's a good coach. Same thing with Matt Campbell at Iowa State. I was like, yeah, I realized that he was the hottest guy in the circle 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. He decided to stay at Iowa State, and he gave reasons why. He may leave someday for the perfect job.
How we feel about Joe Brady?
What do you know they're doing good?
He's a
good coach.
Yeah.
He's a really good
coach.
You want
to talk about a guy, because you remember, he was the dude after LSU.
He was.
And then he came over to Carolina, and it was
Yeah. So, right. So, obviously, he was the offensive coordinator, co-offensive coordinator.
He
was the offensive coordinator for the 2019 LSU team, right? Is that fair to say? I know he was co. But
his quarterback coach.
Quarterback.
Right.
But he gets credit a lot for – and look, those guys were also incredible, so let's not bury the lead on that one. But, yeah, he comes out of that as one of the big names. He was getting – he interviewed for the Falcons job during the Arthur Smith interview cycle.
Yes.
Like, he interviewed for that job when they hired Arthur Smith.
Yes.
Like, that's how long ago he was a hot
name. But Matt Rhule basically told anybody that if you hire me, he's going to be my OC.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Matt Rhule's probably going to get a job that cycle anyways because people look at him as a program builder.
Sure.
He's doing good things.
He is doing a
good
job
really
in
good things in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And so you brought him in. He flops the first year as the OC. And then, I don't know, remember we were looking for him one time.
Yeah, we couldn't.
I think we were looking for him after that. We're like,
where's Joe Brady at?
Remember, we were all like, where the hell is Joe Brady
when
at?
He, like, disappeared.
Yeah.
And then he was back, and he was the quarterback's coach in Buffalo. Now, obviously, he's the OC there, and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Things are going pretty good for him again. So he'll get a job.
Yeah, I think so.
He'll get a job. But, yeah, that's another good example of it. It's like, just trust, like, when the guy actually has the talent and it makes it look like that, because you have to have the talent to win.
Yes.
Like some coaches can piece together stuff and get by, but by and large, if you're going to win at the highest level, you got to have really good guys.
Yes.
And when he's had them, he's been really good.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, let's get to a college football corner here on a Tuesday afternoon.
Amazing how that works, eh?
Yeah, it's funny. But it's always like they use it as an insult, too. It's like, well, look at the guys he had on his team. Well, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Every championship coach had good guys on their team.
Yeah, and a lot of guys got promotions and raises because of it.
Yeah.
And they worked by the damn.
Yeah, exactly right.
It just happens.
And a lot of coaches have had really good guys on their team but didn't win championships. Because they weren't great
coaches. Didn't win nothing.
All right. Ohio State's still the number one team in the country, no surprise. Penn State gets 5 first-place votes, stays at second. I did see that Oregon flip spots with Georgia, I guess beating Oklahoma State 69-3.
They beat the hell out of them, too.
And then Georgia kind of doing what they did against Austin Peay was not impressive. But here's the deal. If Georgia goes to Knoxville on Saturday and handles their business against Tennessee, as they have eight straight times,
yes,
by the way, and yes, 13 out of the last 15,
yes,
then they'll be right back in the top four. And that's the thing about it. It's the second week of the college, yeah, football season. All this stuff is very reactionary.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal to me because Georgia didn't play well. And you can put it on everything because it was a weird Saturday. It was a weird Saturday at Athens from the start time to the delay and all those other things. They got to play a lot better. The defense is going to be fine, I think. You know, but the thing with this is that Tennessee offense, no matter who's the quarterback, Aguilar's playing really, really good. It's schemed to be good. You know, and Georgia has disrupted it because Georgia has pressured the quarterback. Mm-hmm. They pressured the quarterback. This is, I said it earlier, this is their best shot since he's been here to beat Georgia. All right, because of Georgia, because of this offense and the struggles that they're having. What's my man Carl Duke say? Pull. That needs to be Gunnar Stockton. Pull.
Oh yeah.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go, man.
There was multiple throws, yeah, last Saturday. Yeah. Where just let it go.
Let it go.
And I don't know.
He lets it go. Is let it go.
Yeah, touchdown.
Yeah, let it go.
Trust yourself.
Yeah.
Trust what you see. I don't know. And the reaction again, and sometimes it has been true in the years past in games like this, is, well, they don't want to show anything. They called the play,
show it.
The guy was open.
He was open.
Like, they ran the play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you think that they ran the play and then he intentionally
didn't
poorly
throw it
on
him?
It?
Yeah, no.
To not
the plays are there to be
no,
had.
They ran the
throw
play.
It.
He just didn't make the,
yeah,
throw.
Right.
So, yeah, no, I'm looking forward to Saturday for a lot of different reasons. One of them is the first 2 weeks with Georgia, you just didn't learn anything.
No.
It was cool to see him get out there, and obviously you're watching the game, and it's college football, so you're happy about it. But Saturday, you really get to learn about him a little,
yeah,
bit.
Yeah.
On the road against an SEC opponent, you're right about Aguilar. He's had a couple nice games to start with Tennessee. He will throw you the football.
Yes.
He led college football in interceptions last year.
Yes.
And if you heat him up a little bit, which Georgia,
yeah,
can do, he,
right,
will throw you the football.
I think
so
that,
I wouldn't be surprised,
you know,
if that comes
also
up on Saturday.
I think Kirby said something about, we'll learn what about the injuries up front sometime today, so that's a big thing. You can get two of,
yeah,
your starters
that
back. That'd be a big, big deal, man. I saw that yesterday. We were talking to Brent Key. It was like Haynes is gone. He hasn't said whether he's. I anticipate him playing.
I do too.
I don't know how healthy he's going to be.
Right.
I think that's the biggest thing with him.
It's just such.
Is that right there?
It's just, we knew it was going to be a deal. It's always a deal. Yeah. He plays the way he plays.
Yes.
Obviously, they won both games, but
yes,
they needed him to play like that to win the first one. And then it's just a matter of. If he's healthy, they have a chance to win every game. The,
yes,
other thing is Clemson's not playing.
They're
very
not
well.
Playing well at all.
Clemson hadn't played
they're
well to start the
all.
Season.
They're
so.
Not their quarterback because Cade is not playing. He's not playing up to the standard. I thought he probably would,
mm-hmm,
especially when you look at all the returning receivers and all those different things. That their defense is still, you know,
mm-hmm,
it's still all right. But yeah, they're not playing as well as I thought they would. But who knows? But I think he's going to play. And then Deion, Prime said, you know what? I know we got this guy. We got the five-star Juju,
mm-hmm,
who should be a senior right now.
Right. He's a senior
yeah,
in high school.
He's a senior at Carrollton right now. But I'm going to go with old Ryan.
Ryan Stott.
Ryan. Ryan's going to be my starting quarterback against Houston on Friday.
Okay.
All right.
Now, look, I'm all for, and I know that it's a different day, and I don't know anything about the young man from Carrollton. I know that he's really talented.
Yes.
I think it's probably a good idea to let him sit for a little bit.
Why not?
And kind of –
yes.
Get his feet under him, and, you know, again, he's supposed to be a senior in high school right now.
Yes.
Playing college football.
Yeah.
They're not going to be very good either way, so I think it'll be
and
all
the
right.
Funny thing you were talking about yesterday, Buck, Biff,
mm-hmm, Pogi,
Biff Pogi is going to be taking over for Sharon as the interim head coach because he's suspended, coach at Michigan.
Yeah.
They asked him at the presser yesterday, is he going to wear sleeves?
What did he say?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're at Michigan now.
Yeah. They asked him, is he going to wear sleeves? And Sharon said, he's walking off the podium, said yes.
For people that may not remember, yes, Biff Pogi was the head coach at Charlotte the, yes, last couple of years, and he'd be coaching games on the sideline with a baggy T-shirt, cut-off sleeves,
yes,
and just the old man,
yes,
flab,
yes,
hanging out.
It would be there.
I was hopeful that he would be,
yeah,
on the sidelines at Michigan.
Not
at no
damn Michigan. And this right here, Andy, like the SEC fines Mississippi State $500,000 for the fans rushing. I think if you have,
they told you.
I think if you have rushed the field in over a decade or something like that, you should get a pass. I think you should get a pass, man.
They told them what they were going to do.
I think you should get a pass.
It's just such an awkward thing now, too, where it's like you can just either don't let them or do, but like. Trying to make them wait the 10 minutes, and then we can do it. Like, You can't.
You got to lose that. You can't let them go after that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the emotion's worn off. I guess they did tear down the goalpost, though.
They got to walk it down Starkville. Stark Vegas, baby.
I saw that Starkville, for 2 years in a row, was voted by USA Today best small town in the South.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
for all the Starkville slander that we've thrown out there throughout the years.
It ain't no bigger than Colony Square now.
Good for Starkville. Well, they're winning awards. Best small town in the South.
Hey, guys, this Saturday from noon to 2, join our girl Allie Mack and Lou Sobe Kia in Noonan as we get ready for Sunday's game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand and other prizes, plus another winner gets to take home 2 tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's this Saturday.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At noon with our girl, Allie Mack.
They're going to be doing this every weekend?
Yeah, Allie Mack. They better get Allie Mack a car, but she's been out there.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Or at least one of those TVs.
Yeah. Yeah, Grant can have another TV.
Grant's still watching the Braves. You know? Allie's like, nah.
Yeah, we need to get us another TV.
You can put
TV.
The Braves on the second
yeah,
TV.
Yeah, we need to get us another TV.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.